must serve the law, sir, or give up the right and privilege of service. It is only within that law that we may use our discretions according to our rank.
You're so lucid and so intelligent for the rank you hold, Master Tom.
I thank you, sir.
Yes, it's no flattery, Mr. Claggart. It's a melancholy fact.
It's sad to see such qualities of mind bent for such a sorry purpose. What's the reason for it?
I am what I am, sir. And what the world has made me.
The world? The world demands that behind every peacemaker there be the gun, the gallows, the jail. Do you think it will always be so?
I have no reason not to, sir.
You live without hope.
I live.
And remember, Mr. Claggart, that even the man who wields the whip cannot defy the code we must obey and not be broken by it. That'll be all.
Aye, sir.
There must be some kind of way out of here. There must be some kind of way out of here.
We do not deal with justice here, but with the law.
The Sword Lane, man, what occurred?
We do not deal with justice here, but with the law. We do not deal with justice here, but with the law.
One of the one who needs to serve the other.
We do not deal with justice here, but with the law.
One of the one who needs to serve the other.
I want to welcome you to episode 3 of the Caustic Continuum. The title of this episode is Habeas Corpus. Although any talk of habeas corpus, any actual instances of talk about habeas corpus, purely incidental. Yes, the Caustic Continuum. It's better than cancer.
Thank you. Think of,
how's your rapist operate?
I'm stretched pretty thin here. Trolling.
What about trolling?
They don't want to know what's going on.
What is going on?
They don't want to know what's going on.
What is going on?
They call it consensual sex, flirting, a misunderstanding.
We're here, we're listening.
Talk to these men. They're all sexual predators.
Do we really have to talk about this? Look, you want to know what this is about? Look.
Can I touch you here? Thank you. Oh, now can I put my hand there? Isn't that sexual harassment? That's a mixed bag.
Death was instantaneous from the blow to the head. Epidural hematoma. Death was instantaneous. Death was instantaneous.
What did you do here? Boy watching?
College boys. We just came for the coffee.
Stuff really works.
Move to La La Land.
I find an ad for an escort service. I call massage. And I call him up. Sexual conduct in exchange for a fee. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Room service.
Some psycho rapist.
There's AIDS.
We always use condoms.
There's crazy people.
Very nice.
Hey.
Look, I'm sorry, okay? Look. Pay nothing.
Cool.
I don't like to make love to my pizza pies.
Family values. Crack open the piggy bank, see what tumbles out.
I was pretty amazed.
Guided nature hikes.
Enterprise corruption. Very creative.
I'm still a little confused.
Court has appointed him provisional receiver of your ass. The officers here will safeguard the integrity of your ass.
Co-ed hooker. Hooked. What were these girls thinking?
Some kind of thrill.
I don't know.
And I don't need to know. What?
Objection sustained. Objection sustained. Objection sustained.
Look.
Whoa.
Jeez.
Enjoy being a woman.
Brought to you in part by Barbecue Land.
It was stupid. It was nothing.
Yes.
Fine, we're done here.
I'm not.
We're done here.
I'm not.
Calls for speculation.
I don't know.
Hey, habeas. Where are you going with that corpus in your hand? Listening to these Supreme Court cases is a great cure for insomnia. In particular, Kent versus Dulles is so unbearably dull. So much hemming and hawing and circuitous, superfluous back and forth between the court and the defense arguing over all the minutiae. Over something so utterly simple. This court is saying that the Secretary of State has a peremptory right to revoke or deny a passport to any United States citizen, may not condition the issuance of that departure. Hey, a citizen's desire for travel is none of the Secretary of State's fucking business, regardless of that citizen's beliefs or political leanings. And of course, the legal lingo, the arcane argot, the recondite rhetoric simply boggles the mind, which is its purpose, I presume.
The people are represented by two separate yet equally separate groups. Crime, who investigate the police, and the offenders, who prosecute the district attorneys. These are their offenders.
Get wasted.
Delicious.
Getting wasted.
Poor woman's all shook up. He's unconscious.
Look, sounds to me like a hit.
And a miss.
Sounds to me like a hit,
miss.
This is a disaster.
Cabaret, Sauvignon. Can you imagine?
A gauche.
Wine in a bag. Unbelievable.
People make mistakes. Right?
Who were they?
Jerks.
So how'd you hook up with the Three Stooges?
Did she happen to tell you she was in Cats once?
Simply in the wrong place at the wrong time.
We were eating dinner.
Simply in the wrong place at the wrong time.
We were eating dinner.
Oh, it pays to rat out your friends. What happened?
Pulmonary embolism.
Check his wallet for rubbish.
For people with diabetes.
New KY Sensual Mist. Mistable personal lubricant.
Introducing KY.
Row what?
G.
Row what?
G. C14.
Is this about somebody scalping tickets?
No.
Come on, you gotta tell me.
Homicide.
Really? My friends are gonna die. Die. Sure.
I might get off. Association disorder?
Ann Taylor, knockoff pantsuit, wannabe Prada pumps, and a leatherette copy of a Coach portfolio bag in black. Very tacky.
She's not a talker. I don't think so.
Thinking all there is to know? You may be wrong. People with liver disease may become pregnant. Serious side effects.
Help.
You guys want to check out the accommodations at the Yellow Shutters Motel?
Oh, here we go.
Another coincidence?
Not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect.
What's the last thing you do remember?
City's dangerous.
Yeah, those criteria are completely subjective. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Terrific. She was perspiring and breathing heavily.
What happened next?
No.
Thank you.
Yes, I think so. No. Yes. Yes.
Didn't you think that was strange?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, most likely.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Move to strike, Your Honor.
Yes. No. Yes.
Thank you.
We say she's cold-blooded. They say she was in a trance. Tomato, tomato.
You think I'm an idiot? What are you accusing me of? Look, good night.
No, not at all recently. Suffering from dissociative disorder. Oh, yes.
That's right. Please finish, Doctor.
With a screwdriver.
Yes. Permission to treat is hostile.
Go ahead.
Isn't that true?
No, absolutely not true.
You were afraid you'd be found out.
No.
That your theory would be discredited.
Objection.
Withdrawn.
Whatever the...
I told him he was a bastard for abandoning a good man. And he laughed.
So is it true that the whole Davis recall thing was engineered by Republicans in cahoots with the energy companies? A creepy marriage guaranteeing that a bevy of billion-dollar lawsuits against the energy companies would be ameliorated, perchance dropped, and getting a white man in office for the Republicans? A white figurehead who can barely speak English? Another fucking actor. He'll no doubt have good writers and underwriters. Just like in Hollywood. Ain't nothing but a movie, no how.
No more! No more!
Huge.
For people with diabetes.
Cyberstalker? Is this a great country or what? Don't register to vote.
Hi.
Oh, the man's an octopus with like zero grasp of what no means.
Karma, fate, destiny. Karma. She gave me her number. Free radicals. I have a very short attention span. I have a very short...
LG, life's good.
Oh!
Summer is great.
Jumbo shrimp.
Every 30 seconds in America, someone disappears.
8-gig hard drive.
Going on right now. Going on right now.
Bouncing breasts are art.
Troglodytes. Bad enough I have to listen to these Neanderthals denigrate my art. Don't you do it, too.
Get away from me! Leave me alone!
So all we have to do is find the invisible man and see if he's got roof tar on his shoes.
I don't like the atmosphere. Why go?
Private prison run for profit.
Unless you can connect me with the objective of your investigation, you have no right to question my whereabouts. I'm under no obligation to answer your questions under any circumstance. I'm not going anywhere with you.
You're wasting my time. And here's a tip. You're wasting yours, too.
BaronMuchHumpin.com.
This is a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment.
Do you remember what you had for dinner 2 nights ago?
Take on evil with Angelina Jolie, Defy an Empire.
He logs onto the internet.
You let your fingers do the stalking.
I like talking to reporters. They're so eager. Who makes the best workers? Murderers? Rapists?
I'm all Advil.
That?
No.
It's the army.
No.
I don't understand. They really brainwash you.
Can we have less sarcasm?
I am not laughing.
And?
It's making us look like morons.
You lied?
Yes.
Are you lying now?
Yes. No.
Guilty.
Campaign finance reform. I say let us not merely stop at this. I say no soft money anywhere. No soft buddy-buddy networks. Absolutely no possibility of elitism, of favoritism, nepotism, special interests, and so forth. Each candidate would get a fixed income, so to speak, a fixed sum with which to wage his or her campaign. No fundraising would be required or allowed. This would hopefully put the emphasis on the issues, on true problem solving, on core realities affecting all of us. And no lawyers. We've had enough lawyers in office. They've fucked up the world nearly beyond repair. And no guarding of old money. Oh my God, what are you proposing? Democracy? You're damned right I am. It's about time. Each candidate would get equal time on the telly, and the radio, and the web, and so on. And no one could be excluded from the debates. No more two-party circus. No more two-cell prisons called parties. The criteria for achieving nomination? The ability, without any assistance from any ghostwriters, speechwriters, or any other kind of help, to clearly articulate central issues and propose intelligent solutions. Perhaps we could hold an essay contest on the web, and the people, a much smarter, sharper populace than we have presently, scrutinize and determine the vital candidates. We need to remove the old-world motivations for holding public office. No more prestige, perks, popularity, all that bullshit goes away. This may truly remove all the bozos from the running. The primary incentive must be truly to serve the people, to represent the disenfranchised, fight for those who cannot defend themselves. Of course, in this ideal world, such embarrassing inequities would be either eliminated or certainly on the way to eradication. No highly aware and ethical person could live with such absurdities. One doesn't gorge on a candy bar while someone else starves. So, conspicuous consumption and conspicuous opulence goes away. In fact, wealth addiction becomes a thing of the past.
We'll be asking for life. We'll be asking for life.
The people are criminal crime offenders. These are their senders.
She was unconscious.
I don't know. Complicated life.
Complicated how?
Complicated life.
Complicated how?
No way. Talk about bad luck.
Now that's bad luck.
You aren't threatening me?
You guys talking about limbo dancing.
This is beyond embarrassing.
See if the lab rats can straighten it out.
What do you mean? I don't follow.
Great
perspective of life.
R-A-A-A.
Mid-morning hunger.
Money for nothing.
Come right back to bite you in the ass. Look like somebody's spitting his breakfast.
Is this what you do with our tax dollars?
We'll get along a lot better if we play straight with each other.
Damn.
Tore it up.
Well, maybe if we say please, you'll let us take a look at it.
My client is invoking his right to silence.
If at first you don't succeed, try again. Get up.
Terrific. Self-confidence is a wonderful thing.
There really is. Round the world in a hot air balloon.
Thank you for wasting this.
It was an accident. He didn't mean to do it.
I want the dots connected.
Can I get a copy of this?
Come here. I'm going to eat you.
This guy's crazy.
$200,000. Let me check.
Might be whole bodies out there.
Look. What the heck kind of family is this?
A dysfunctional one. We have nothing.
That's not realistic. This isn't a greeting card.
Mental disease or defect. Mental disease.
Mental disease.
Pushed him over the edge.
So mommy made me do it.
Absolutely.
That's just a lot of rehearsed crap.
What are you doing?
Wait, what? Danny, have you had sexual relations with your mother?
What? When?
Anytime. On the boat?
I had to.
Tuesday nights.
And it's still going on?
Yeah.
Yuck.
But is it a crock?
It's a psychological claptrap.
We don't know anything for a fact.
And the next time she asked you to do something wrong, what did you do?
I did it.
When she sexually abused you, did you say no?
I couldn't.
And when she ordered you to kill?
I did it exactly the way she told me.
How did you react?
I couldn't sleep, freaked out. I felt crazy. I must have jerked the gun. Went off.
You wouldn't have taken it well?
Objection.
You wouldn't have taken it well?
Objection.
I don't know.
You don't understand.
Objection.
Withdraw.
Hold me.
Did Grandmaster Funk get in an accident? Or is he pursuing a frivolous lawsuit? Perhaps the old boy was concentrating too much on lighting a fag to pay proper attention to driving. Oh well. We're all about to be whiplashed very soon, I have a bad feeling. The good thing is that he wasn't laid off. Or as they say in the biz, terminated. Ooh, it's so final sounding. Sounds like illusion of control. We terminated him. To be fired is a thing of the past. Now you are downsized, or laid off, or terminated. If your employers gave a shit about you at all, they let you go. How very charitable.
Tomorrow.
The whole city reeks.
Alice Cooper, an all-new month.
In New York City's war on crime. New York City's war on crime. New York City's war on crime. The worst crime. The worst city's war on quad. These are the...
Well, Lisa, come again. You'll keep this between us?
Don't tell me that. They're going to crucify me. Don't tell me that. Stop now.
You've got a file. Got a.
You little son of a bitch.
Is that you? What's that?
Why would John Travolta
get a Big Mac? Cover the code. Get a Big Mac.
Tomorrow starts tomorrow.
Fire. This time I mean it. Fire. This time I mean it. Fire. I'm calling security.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Someone wants a free rate.
Burn fat protein.
It's in the hole.
Good.
Back to back.
From behind and above. Tea tree oil.
Fire escape. Could be a burglar. If she came home, surprised him.
Tea tree oil?
She hurt someone. Maybe it was him.
She went out.
Something went wrong. She tried to leave. He grabbed the scissors from here. Blood spatter.
What the hell happened here?
Well, we have two theories. What do you think?
I like hers.
So I'm wrong? No.
What are you, testing me?
The blood.
You cut yourself?
Sorry, I'm late. Now, what do you need to know? Now, look. All right, look, I'll tell you this.
She was on the pill.
Coke and alcohol.
This girl sounds like a disaster waiting to happen.
$200 lap dance costs you $220.
On strip clubs. It put me in a good mood.
The critics are cheering. Tomorrow. Sensitivity.
What's the point in having an internet connection if you're not using it to look at dirty sex you'll never have?
We might be in for some rain. Mindless chatter. Why chatter at all? I value silence over gratuitous prattle. To say morning without prefacing it with good is merely to affirm that, yes, it is indeed morning, and yes, we are all here in the vehicle getting ready to once again make the sad journey to our meaningless jobs. Our occupational therapies...
Making some coffee!
Half a dozen stab wounds, defensive wounds on her forearms and hands.
He's a good person, a good, sensitive, caring person.
We had too much to drink.
had too much to drink.
Mr. Myers is a collector.
Get him all gone. Get him all gone.
He looks like mud.
Sweating up the sheet.
After a fun night of vodka and sex, she bled out between 2 and 3 a.m.
Rape, rape, rape.
8 stab wounds to the chest and abdomen.
Hi, I'm pissed off.
Uncontrollable rage.
Tell me again why you don't want to slap the chains on Mac tonight.
I never saw her before. I never saw her before.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
The way this works is we get to ask the questions. That's quite a tip.
I didn't really want to hear about it.
Hey, man, I ain't the most sentimental cat in the world.
Well, I'm a sucker for juicy details.
Look, I'm just looking for a good time, right? Calls me prehistoric, a pig.
I've been there.
Rescue me! Kill me! Kill me!
As you can tell by the empty chair in there, she's not here.
That could be because she's dead.
She was murdered Wednesday night.
My God. Even if I could help you, I couldn't.
No, that was money well spent.
You're the cop. Not really. I doubt it. I don't think so.
I don't understand what the hell I'm doing here.
Funny guy. She's dead.
Stuck him in the leg with a Sharpie.
Where were you Wednesday night?
I went to a movie.
What the hell? I've been fishing around for a new hobby.
The devil is in the details, gentlemen.
I'm guessing that's a good thing. Dirt, go figure.
This is 100% organic. Now you're talking.
How many times do I have to tell you this?
Hey, don't get smart.
I knew what everyone would think.
Pop quiz. $69 a month. That's just $69 a month. That's just...
What? What?
You're not scoring any points here.
You won't let me talk. You won't let me talk. Talk to us. We'll see what we can do.
Promise?
Cross my heart.
I killed her. I stabbed her and stabbed her. She was dead.
How about that? I wouldn't really brag about that, Doctor.
Sweeney Todd?
Excuse me, but this is outrageous.
Cute.
Get all hot and bothered.
Oh, Jack.
Floorless rigid.
If a defendant asked for a plumber during his interrogation, the police would have to honor that request. Let's see just how many metaphors we can mix. The butler did it.
All of us have internal plumbing. Do not take Vesicare. Blurred vision is right for you.
Freaked out. Future criminal acts. That's not the point.
I was a drunk. I was a coke addict. I abused myself and everybody around me.
Thorazine daily.
Well, big deal. Who cares?
Wrong time, wrong place, wrong two people. Think back to physics.
Oh, come on. If you say castrated, I'm leaving. One small stab for man, one giant slice for mankind.
What did you do?
Well, no.
Why was that?
Objection. The witness has no way to know.
Withdrawn.
No, I wouldn't know. His mother. No, he did not.
Is there any chance?
I doubt it.
I'm confused.
Thorazine. That's right.
Really?
Yes, 3 hours.
So?
He was overstimulated. That's correct.
Like sex. I did, and that's all.
Believe me. Why push the replay button?
It's a long story. That's the way it usually works with anger management. Okay, he broke it off.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Put two damaged people in the same test tube?
He used you.
He's my doctor.
Doctor, heal thyself.
Going down. Smiling is far too akin to grimacing, don't you know? Adam and Eve's droppings. Primordial turds from those nascent curds and whey. Ling Ling, where be thy head? You are good dog. We very much want Ling Ling's head back.
She's a virgin? What are we talking about? An immaculate conception?
More like the immaculate perception. Pseudocyesis. Imagine pregnancy.
It's all in her head. Well, that would explain what she was doing in Dad's bed.
Fantasizing. Hormone levels can change, setting off all the biological signs of pregnancy.
Kind of makes sense. Hormones travel the same channels as adrenaline.
Swollen abdomen, lack of menstruation, and sometimes bilateral galactorrhea. Milk production in both breasts. Leaking can be brought on by stress. Emotional or physical stimuli cause prolactin to shoot through the endocrine system, ending in the mammary glands and triggering the cells to lactate.
Father was clueless.
About all the women in his life.
Hey, check out these photos. Two stains on the inside of the shirt we found at the dump.
In an electric kind of way. And then you put your mother in the freezer, and you waited until trash day.
It's not my fault.
Plead insanity.
Good defense. People throw things away every day.
I'm rolling over 5K into a 401K. Boy, I'm really rolling over. Who'd have thunk it? I am so snug. Oh, so very comfortable.
It is, and it's like wood. I want to feel good. I want to feel...
Meaning, word. I, as... This is the ego at work. It doesn't make any difference. Doubt again. I don't have one. And, I don't have, how dirty, corroded. Max, plank. Hardcore hostility and anger and corrosion. Who am I? I really think that who I am is a piece of corrosion. Drop of human protoplasm. Dot. And that is called the ego. And this, you are, which is really, I want to, over on the other side of this planet, there are people who are starving to death. There are people who are poor. I want to, I can't do this. I don't deserve it. Do it. The ego, which I talked about earlier. Feeling superior. Needing to be right. Needing more. Imagine wanting to kill people. What is this? I did it because I didn't want my life. No. Time I go away. So the law of flotation.
Amazing that people don't see the real fear factor. Karma knocking at the door, bashing the motherfucker in, shocking you out of your couch potato stupor. The people have bad memories, as in not very effective. And they are atrocious at history and record keeping. That is, except when it comes to that convoluted arcane science of counting, then somehow Miraculously, they can make math work somehow. The magic of the float, of paying your creditors at the very last minute, or asking for extension after extension. Boy, aren't you in control of your destiny.
Donald Rumsfeld versus Jose Padilla. Donald Rumsfeld versus Donald Rumsfeld versus
Mr. Clement.
Mr. Chief Justice.
Mr. Clement.
Mr. Chief Justice, this case raises only two relatively discrete questions. Direction of the enemy.
Aliens.
Go forward.
What do you do with ex parte endo?
I don't know for sure. The potential for abuse, California. So anomalous. Rumsfeld. Well, I think that's right. Mounted. Seek that kind of relief.
A where question, not a what question.
Well, I mean, in any meaning. At an irreducible minimum. Semen. A fortiori. Schlanger.
Fender bend it.
Never.
Metaphysical. Why is the government asserting this authority? War on terrorism. War crimes. The same logic. He did have a lawyer. I think within the rule of ex parte endo. Strong presumption.
What rights does Padilla have?
Could we punish him? Certainly we could punish him.
Could you shoot him when he got off the plane?
What is it that would be a check against torture? Mild torture, we think, will help get this information.
I'm trying to push you down the road a bit.
You shouldn't talk to the government.
It gave the president authority to wage war against American citizens. And a lot of the hijackers are up in the airplane, and then they land.
But alien.
The president is given the authority. This man is a ticking time bomb.
Time bomb?
Personal involvement of Secretary Rumsfeld
is simply wrong. I mean, it is. President could use force against aliens. Makes no sense. To aliens, a real ticking time bomb. I'm just exposing my
inadequate
terrorists associated with foreign forces.
Indefinite deprivation of a citizen's liberty is at stake. Limitless power.
You could sue the Secretary of Defense. You only have a metaphysical custodian. Direction of the enemy. Mohammed Atta.
Case is submitted.
Weatherman heard it's supposed to get warm today, but it's easier to stay warm than to get warm, n'est-ce pas? Warm is a mental state. Make yourself comfortable, why don't you? Begin talking, Shaw. Empty thy head. Is the company paying for this time? Give the company free rent. In thy head and in thy life. Thy life's not a miracle, Tom. The pinks and the normals annoy more when work intensifies. Soft money, soft brains. Let me not see your mainstream propaganda, please. It's all such a machine. Can people see that? Multinational corporations run this fucking Elon unit. And they supply all the information. Which you regurgitate. fellow traveler digs an ear to facilitate the flipping of pages through the morning depression, known as the morning paper. Oh, the Soma is kicking in early, my droogies. All papers are tabloid now, don't you know? And have been since Grandpapa Hearst, established yellow journalism as the media standard. In addition to the hallowed separation between church and state, there should also be the separation of money and state. Rather, old money and state. No corporation may own any media company, except a media company, of course. But we'll have to take a good look at this. Westinghouse, Viacom, Fox, CNN, Disney, and General Electric would be dispossessed of all their media holdings. The airwave should be returned to the people who really own it anyway. The air now is so fetid, no sentient being can stand it. But we can't return airwaves to airheads. We must be frank and admit that mainstream indoctrination and an incredibly mediocre education system has not prepared the people for revolution. The middle class doesn't feel the pain, the real pain of the disenfranchised. So while some of them may wax cynical and even berate the company they work for, they are a mere cog in the machinery nonetheless. People are slumbering in their media-installed delusions. The stereotypical psycho living in his imaginary sandcastle is more lucid than the average bourgeois drone. The working-class heroes of the world who question, but don't ask the right questions. They busy themselves with trivia, with the weather, with arguing over who will win the rigged fighting match. The first line of civil resistance? Stop watching television. Unhook thyself from that cabal. Next, cease listening to AM radio. Next, demand that supermarket chains completely remove tabloids from the impulse buy section at the checkout stands. Next, cease reading the newspaper. Next, stop paying Hollywood for their utterly embarrassingly mediocre and insipid programming. No more theaters and popcorn. Get your intellectual and oral needs elsewhere, drones. Most important, stop buying shit. Particularly, stop buying shit you don't need, which is mostly everything. Bring the economy to its knees. Cease the surfeit expenditure on defense. Cut that budget down altogether and flow that money into education. A cradle-to-grave program offering a lifetime of enlightenment for anyone who wants it. Work will become school. Work as we know it. Stop.
Habeas we hardly knew ye until you was gone.
Well, get situated, Grandmaster Funk. I am so disgusted with this country, I can barely stand it. Hell, I can't stand it. The U.S. is not the policeman of the world, it is the bully of the world. I'm ashamed to live in this wretched state. A state run by morons and neurotics. Nay, psychotics. While I feel the need to act in a significant way, I don't know exactly what that action would be, or how I'd implement it. Signing petitions get so very old, and one doubts the actual efficacy of these things. And while a bullet in the right place is quite appealing, that's a barbaric and counterproductive, not to mention unethical, method. I completely disown the political policy of this country. That my taxes get squandered on all this absurdity fills me with even more revulsion and shame.
Habeas. Habeas corpus. Habeas. I'm really gonna miss you.
A species with so much potential, yet so entropic, so stupid, beautiful, and ugly at the same time, with ugliness far outweighing the beauty, unfortunately. Ape will kill ape again. Rather, chimp will kill ape in this case. Baby apes, too. Not so Great Britain and the un-United States. I agree with Dick Gregory. Perhaps it's time to abolish this government altogether in accord with the Constitution. When it ain't working, get rid of it. Cease being power brokers. We need people in office who aren't addicted to power and control. Healthy people, not the untreated psychotics that are presently holding office. Corporate welfare must cease. The free market system needs to be exposed for what it really is, an utter failure. An utter failure in a continuum of tragicomedy and farce. Enough circle jerking in the good old boy network where they can't even get it up anyway, hence the unrelenting hunger for power. We need people who rely on strength rather than power, who have vision. Why Johnny can't read or think critically? Kill the television. Kill cable. Eliminate these sources of utter propaganda and advertising. Ultimately, the only real aim of television and mass media in general, to sell stuff and kiss up to the corporation selling this stuff. Sports, meaningless metagames, true juvenile fixations, proof that the American male never grows up. Ever. Fuck 'em. I despise the American male. Mathematicians, statisticians, I want you to work with the standard bean counters and come up with a way to adequately feed everyone, clothe everyone, and provide cradle-to-grave education for everyone. Also figure in full health care and a standard living subsidy. Call it welfare if you will, but as a reminder, let us know who the most notorious welfare recipients are, corporate America. This will cease as of this moment. Corporations will not be abolished, but rather have to fend for themselves in a true market economy. Proponents of so-called capitalism or free markets are the first in their criticisms of socialism or communism to say, well, it sounds good on paper, but it just doesn't work in reality. Never has and never will. To which I say the free market is also just a nice idea on paper, but doesn't work in reality. Never has, never will. Never has, never will. But all that will change today. No more government subsidization of corporations. No more absurd tax breaks. No more loopholes. We are going to embrace true laissez-faire capitalism as of this moment. No more feeding from the trough and fighting for those government contracts. The historical circle jerk held between corporations and government ends now. So, your new goal is to make math work for the people, for all the people. Bucky Fuller showed how it can be done. We need to simply shift our values. Which values, you ask? All of them. The free ride is over. One day closer to abject faith-based fascism, a despotic, mindless, mob-oriented, behavior-driven, pagan frenzy of a world. We may see yet another form of the Crusades in this land. Believers against the infidels, thinkers against the emotionally convicted, faith-based consumer plantation. Welcome. Reasonable discourse. R.I.P. It may be time for bullets in the right places, to go boldly beyond metaphor. You put down a rabid dog which is frothing at the mouth and growling, right? And if that dog be a faith-based canine, all the more reason to execute with extreme prejudice. That is, swiftly, then move on to the next one, and the next, and the next. I am all in favor of a bloodless coup, but with the chances of that dwindling day by day, I see more executive means may be in order. Winning the mind, securing true intelligence as the main anchor for future cultural progress. First step. Completely remove corporate interests and church interests from government and all governmental processes. Completely. Then, tax both of these entities. Make them pay their fair share for once. Eliminate all conflicts of interest here. No more corporate or church welfare programs. The pig trough will be emptied. Second step. Eradicate corporate ownership of public airwaves, of the media. The media would be a non-profit, objective body with the sole purpose of educating and informing its citizens and being openly critical about the government. No censorship. Third step. Eliminate the two-party system. This entrenched shared hegemony over American life and the world has to be destroyed. It must end. No more Republicans or Democrats. Rest in peace. Other ideas. Allow citizens to allocate their own tax dollars. This would definitely eliminate a lot of the pork presently simmering in government. Voting is a one-to-one process, and everyone may do this online. Every home will be granted an online computer system. In educational establishments, place more emphasis on enlightenment, edification, intelligence, and increasing creativity rather than competing for scarce resources or becoming a business major. Create an environment in which no one has to sell out. A movement needs to be generated which will permanently sever church from state and corporation from public domain, or from entities which should be public domain. This would include media creation and distribution, especially regarding news or journalism. What is that, pray tell? The corporation that governs best is a corporation that governs not at all. All the major networks need to be decorporatized. They need to discorporate, so to speak. Churches ought to be taxed like any other entity. Why should we continue to subsidize what amounts to halls of superstition? Remove God from our money. If it were truly God in the idealized Judeo-Christian sense that we trusted, we wouldn't need money or laws and so on. Dominator culture has to come to an end. Entropic institutions need to be completely revised, torn down, and reorganized from scratch. We need to create a new form of energy, hydrogen, solar, others. And we need to replace fossil fuels as soon as possible. Had to interface with Microsoft yesterday. Let me tell you how Kafkaesque that was. All these numbers they wanted. We need your authorization number, enrollment number, this and that number. Fuck. Everything but your social security number, but that's coming next. You are nothing but a number that will be crunched like everything else into the boot of tyranny. The world is on a seemingly implacable course to make Orwell's vision look like Club Med. Goodbye to irony. Goodbye to rational thought. Goodbye to thought. Hello, paleocortex. Hello, total retrofitting of our brains back to the cave and the watering hole. All hail Alpha Dog. Alpha Male. Yawn. Interestingly enough, however, in their stupid, unwitting way, the Bush administration are living out the Dostoevskian idea that if there is no God, then all is lawful. Ends justifying means and so forth, with power as the main end. For all their cozying up to the religious right and the faith-based morons, they are as truly atheistic and completely faithless as the most staunch unbeliever. They don't believe in anything but their own empire building, and they'll use whatever rhetoric they need to snow over the public. This irony is, of course, wasted on the public, on the people who are plugged into Fox News and CNN. Corporate control news. Okay, then. American way. Now I'm feeling yuppified. Rationalizing my existence. I have an SUV parked in my head, superimposed upon my consciousness, upon my sense of awareness, eclipsing the knowledge of generalized principles of the universe and overlaying my soul with real estate, with talk of property and the law and interest rates, in which I have no interest, and the whole myth of Sisyphus the system sells us. Sells us down the river in into which we happily drown, happily and miserably. A perfect balance of love and hate, repulsion and attraction, we stuck. Signing papers and more papers. Study how the system screws you and then bend over. Oh, you have your choice of positions and which orifice you want punctured, and if you want candles burned or not. We can make things real romantic if you like. Don't worry, though. We've got plenty of petroleum jelly and Astroglide, at least a 30-year supply to grease thy body for continual compromise. We prefer profit to social equity, short-term gain rather than long-term vision, stupidity to intelligence. We're all sensitive people. Too sensitive and in the wrong areas. One should pay special attention to those who dissent from your own tempered points of view. Instead, we get offended. We get shocked. Instead of rethinking our stance, we get out the heavy artillery and the antibodies of reason. Rather than use doubt as a catalyst to further intellectual and spiritual exploration, we seek to eliminate it, opting for any kind of false security, any collectively or idiosyncratic belief system as cosmic pillow. We need buffers like a child needs a pacifier. However, most people never lose the pacifier. They remain anchored to fairy tales, regardless of how outdated, how absurd and blatantly cruel they may be. And then even more absurd, to defend the veracity of one fairy tale over another. One has to be more true than the other, right? One is valid, one is false. Well, if we're going to wax utter binary, why not posit that they are both false? From an objective point of view, if both are not true, then they are both false. Then it comes down to a matter of taste, that is, until one faction takes itself too seriously and begins bombing abortion clinics and things like that. The impulse of religion is not in itself bad. In fact, it may be part of an initial search within oneself for a closer relationship with reality. But the journey, or the book, is always in the process of being written, written by ourselves. To quote the scriptures is really the height of being a robot. It carries the pretense of authority, which is enough for the gullible. For the spiritually desperate, or more properly, I might say, the existentially desperate. And one notices that in listening to preachers, that they tend to wear down their audience with tedium, repetition, drilling in the congregation all the false consciousness, the chapters and verses and the barely pronounceable names, and with the more educated pulpiters, you get words like hermeneutics and eschatology and millenarianism tossed about. As if prophets had been theologians. Matters of faith. They even have labels for groups based on their version of the rapture. Whether it's already happened, whether it will happen, and then when. Some are uncertain about this, others pinpoint the very hour and have to regroup when the moment passes without incident. Shit that don't matter. 1. Sports. 2. Celebrities. 3. Television. 4. Movies. 5. Teen spirit. 6. Religion. 7. Hack novels like The Da Vinci Code. 8. Pop music. 9. Oprah and Tom Cruise and Katie and their little rugrat. 10. The lottery. 11. Casinos. 12. Contemporary fiction. 13. Contemporary nonfiction. 14. Whatever the current hype may be. 15. Breast, booty, and penis size. 16. Infotainment. 17. Supermodels. 18. eBay. 19. MySpace.com. 20. The blogosphere. 21. Elections. 22. Wars, whether on terrorism, or on drugs, weight gain, or whatever. 23. Status. 24. Wealth. 25. Postmodernism. 26. The standard American diet. 27. Coke, Pepsi, and all other superfluous sugar water vendors. 28. Starbucks and all caffeine merchants. 29. The minimum wage. 30. Fast food. 31. Porn. 32. Personal greed. 33. The customer. 34. Corporate charters. Shit that matters. 1. Eliminating starvation and poverty. 2. Improving the educational system, making education a priority and a lifetime process for all. 3. Critical thinking. 4. Having the strength of character to handle dissenting views from your own. 5. Dissent in general. 6. Fostering a sense of compassion and ethics in children at an early age so they don't become the greedy, myopic cretins we now have in public office and corporations. 7. A maximum wage. 8. Ceasing the exploitation of the third and other worlds. 9. Curing xenophobia, encouraging multilinguality and true multiculturalism in schools to eliminate ethnocentrism. 10. Removing money from politics, eliminate special interests. 11. Corporations may no longer own public media. Furthermore, a corporation may not simply acquire a smaller company because they can. The whole structure of the modern culture would have to be deconstructed completely and rebuilt to make it into something humane, reasonable, and productive. 12. Eliminating hierarchical systems in general throughout society. 13. Diminishing so-called commerce in favor of cultural expressions. Greater support for the arts and sciences, particularly the sciences. 14. Building a culture which strives for intellectual exploration, makes intelligence and seeking itself an essential drive in life. 15. Diminishing greatly the society of the spectacle, moving from spectator to participant in life. 16. Destroy false consciousness and false knowledge and fixation on the irrational. 17. Instilling the scientific method and a general sense of skepticism in the population. 18. Inferential rather than deductionary logic. 19. Martial arts. 20. A well-balanced organic diet, eliminating or at least curtailing consumption of animal flesh. 20. Replacing spectator sports with a concern for personal well-being and activity and participation in casual and amateur sporting events with a proper sense of competition observed. You are the Zen master, the priest, the consoler, the pharmacy, the anodyne. Soliloquize or talk to thyself, mythologize yourself, contextualize thyself within a matrix of comforting synthetic truisms. You are the psychotherapist, heal thyself, teeming within the fleshy encasing, struggling with conflicting other voices within a constant battle, weeding out, sifting what is called a discerning. See your chiropractor, crane your neck, read more self-help books, because that's what it's all about. A. Helping the self help the self in a continual narcissist reach around. Keep on chasing the tailwind.
If you've gotten this far, you've been listening to The Caustic Continuum, episode number 3. For more information or to access the archive, visit cc.therelprep.com. For music, the music, what are we talking about? For the music, fuck me.